needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Yo, what's up, kids? Thank you so much for supporting the show. Thank you very much. The Turnbuckle Throwbacks, really appreciate that. But there's more ways you could support us and help us out. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, leave a review. The more reviews we get, the better we get as a crew. More listeners means more fun, means more stuff to do, right? Simple as that. Go to rantemradio.com, go to shiningwizardsnetwork.com, and go to turnbucklethrowbacks.com and get all of our other content, back content, other shows that we support. It's all there. Go get it. It's all for you. You want to buy a t-shirt? Please buy a t-shirt. It supports us. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/turnbuckletheromax and get one of four designs. You won't be disappointed. They're pretty fresh to death. More importantly, thank you so much for supporting Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We appreciate it. We love you all. Peace out.
I am the baddest dude to walk the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all, right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's gotta be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man.
It's time to crack your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast!
Woo! Yeah!
Yo, monkeys, it's me, DDP, the king of Bada Bing, the master, the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion and WWE Hall of Famer. And you, monkeys, well, you're listening to Rhea and Choppy on Turnbuckle Throwbacks. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bang!
I told the cameraman, I said, you meet me in Harlem. I said, we ain't gonna do this in the studio. I said, we ain't gonna do this in a setting where it's safe. I said, you bring your ass to Harlem, where I feel at home. And he came. Scared, but he came. Because this is me, you know what I mean? I have been in ECW for 3 years, and I put up with a lot of bull, but it don't matter. Because I have established myself as the original gangster. Not the original prankster. I don't rap about it. I don't sing about it. I don't dance about it. This is what I do. I walk in the ring. I whoop your ass. I whoop your ass and I'll beat you until I can't beat you no more. Jack Victory, look where you at. I told you. I was gonna get you. Now you out. Knee toe up. Now I'm gonna put y'all in line. I'm gonna beat you one at a time till I get tired. Everybody else you put in front of me, same thing. Because I've done it. I paid my price. I've deserved everything I've got. Ain't nobody gave me. I dove off balconies. I dove off cliffs. I dove off 2 or 3 stories. And you know what? I still got up and I gave you what you wanted. Because why? I'm New Jack. They said, what happened to Mustafa? They said, who's your next partner? I don't care about no partner because I'm me. I do my thing. I get my done. You know what I'm saying? Because I am the original gangster. You know what I mean? I don't ask nobody for nothing. I don't beg nobody to do nothing for me, because I will get mine without help from nobody. They say, New Jack, you've always been a menace. You've always been a problem. You've always gotten trouble in ECW. And they said, why you see that? I said, because, nigga, I make money. I put asses in seats. That's why I'm there. You know what I mean? That's why New Jack is where he is. You know what I mean? Because I put asses in seats. Ain't fake about me. You know what I mean? They said, why don't you wrestle? I ain't got to wrestle. I get a garbage can, I throw in the ring, and I whoop your ass. That's all they want to see. That's what ECW was brought up on, violence. And that's what I give them, violence. You know what I mean? I go home, my old lady carry me up the steps, carry me down the steps. I got to eat, she bring me food, I had to piss, she take me to the bathroom. Why? They said, why you put yourself through that? I said, because that's what I get paid for. And I don't feel bad about it. And I don't ask nobody to do nothing for me, because I do what the f*** I want to do. You know what I mean? If you don't like what I do, turn the channel. Watch the fake. But this is New Jack. And I'm going to give you what you want. If you with me, I'm going to get you. Whether you want to call it a work or a shoot. If you get on me, I'm going to get on you back. If you want to work, we can work. If you want to shoot, I'll beat your ass. I'll whoop your ass. If you think you're going to come to me and beat me up, then cool. You beat me up. But I'll come back at you. And I'll get you the way I know how to get people. I'll beat your ass. Whether I got to sneak you like I've done before, or whether I got to come at you like how you think is a man, whatever, I'll get you. Because I've established myself. I don't care about nobody. Nobody. I don't care about no belt. I don't care about no titles. I don't care about none of that. I just care about me. I carry my own weight. Why is Mustafa gone? Because I was a wheelbarrow. I carried him. I did Cronus a favor. I carried him. I don't need it no more. All right? I'm the original gangster. Don't call me an icon. Don't call me nothing. Just call me New Jack. And for anybody that want to get in the ring with me, come on. Watch what I do to you. I'll beat your ass. I will beat your ass down to the ground. I'll beat you. Ain't no gimmicks here. You want to say weapons needed? Yeah, I need weapons because I want to take you out. I want to take you out. I need weapons. I want to take your ass out. We carried the belts. Who came in to wrestle us? Nobody. Why? Because they knew. Because I ain't no joke. And anybody that's ever gotten a ring with me, they know I ain't no joke. And that's how I'm gonna always be. When I'm done wrestling, I ain't going nowhere else. I ain't going to WCW, WWF. When I'm done with ECW, I'm done. I quit. I do nothing else. I drive a truck. I drive a cab. I do nothing else. Because this is me. This is home. You won't dress me up in no pink panties and no high heel shoes because this is me. Sandman went on. Raven went on. Steven Richards. And a pit bull sold a out. You don't buy me for money. I don't get in trouble and turn state evidence to get probation instead of jail time. I do my time. I've done it before. I do it again. And I don't owe nobody. And you ain't gonna never say I sold out. And it ain't for you, it's for me. For my own personal satisfaction, I ain't selling out to myself. Whatever somebody else think. Put me in the ring with you, you go down. Call it a work, call it a shoot, you go down. I created all this violence, professional wrestling. All of it. Wasn't no gangs, wasn't no nothing, it wasn't none of that until New Jack got put out there like a lab rat, and they saw what I did, and now you got WCW gangs, WWF gangs. I originated all this bull, and I don't get none of you credit but me. And whether you want to believe it or not, I was the one that started. Offer me a contract, I tell you to kiss my ass, because I don't need none of y'all. Give me an opponent, I'll beat your ass. Because I am.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special edition of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. As always, your gracious host, the heavyweight primate, the impact player, Mr. Philip G. Rea. And no, I am not with Choppy this weekend. Choppy tapped out today at a family emergency, and you're getting a special little philatorial. And honestly, I'm a bit pissed because I prepared for a show tonight. And, you know, life happens, so I can't really hold Choppy accountable for living his life and taking care of his family. However, this still has to go on, and somebody's got to take the brunt of it, and because it's my podcast normally, I have to do all that. So I'm going to pre-record a little something-something for y'all, because I really want to do the throwback with Choppy tonight. I don't want to do it by myself, and that pisses me off when I'm not a big person of change, you know. So when shit like this happens, normally I get all pissed off and I rant and rave and carry on. But you know what? I said, you know what? I'm home today. I was taking care of business. I had some things to do. You know, it's the weekend. It's my day to like de-stress out because of the long week, and I have had definitely a long week with all the stuff going on in New York City. And we'll get into that in a few minutes. But you know, so I'm gonna just talk a little bit. And that's basically, I don't know how long I'm going to go. I don't care. You're getting something anyway, so. Hello to everybody in the chat room who's live on Rant EM Radio, Rant Entertainment Media, always a part of the Shining Woods Network. Live on the TuneIn, everybody listening in on the app. Thank you very, very, very much. We're getting a lot of good feedback there, too. And it is the weekend, and we got a lot of stuff lined up for you. I'll get into that before I log off. And we're just going to shoot the shit for a little while. And hopefully, Choppy will be back next week because we have a huge throwback for you next week. We're going to be doing the 20th anniversary of the Montreal Screwjob, which was Survivor Series 1997. And I didn't watch any wrestling this week except for the throwback. So you're not getting any Raw review. You're not getting any SmackDown review. No NXT review. I do have some NXT stuff I want to get into. And I will in a couple of minutes. I played the New Jack spot because he was in Harlem carrying on. And I'm very pro-New York City. Although I hate my commute. We all know that. I won't complain. I really haven't really complained about the commute at all, really, online. Because everybody's like, oh, dude, it's fucking complaining about your commute. Well, fuck you. Don't read my comments then, dickface. How about that? How about if you don't like what I write on social media, either unfollow me or unfriend me. It's like, everybody's like, oh, all you do is complain about your commute. All right, well, all you do is complain about your fucking kids. Or you complain about what's going on in your local drugstore. Or you complain about your fucking mother-in-law. Like, I can complain about my commute. If you don't like my complaint, then go fuck your hand. I mean, what do you want me to tell you? So, get that out of the way. That's just a little bit of disclaimer. You know, I'm not trying to be rude, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I played the New Jack thing. He was in Harlem, and I thought it was pretty cool. And New Jack is a controversial kind of guy. So, you know, once in a while we give him a rub because like me, New Jack doesn't give a fuck. He has no disclaimer. He has no filter. And I've tried to build a filter when it comes to the show because I have a very broad audience. I don't want to give a lot of our younger listeners the wrong idea of me or the image of the show. And I try to be as real as I could. I really don't hide anything. I'm pretty open with you guys because I've always said that the show is an extension of me, and it is. You know, I don't have a fucking I don't have an agenda. The only agenda I really have, I guess, is to entertain you guys and to talk about wrestling and the golden age of wrestling, which is what I love. So that's basically where we are, and 200 something episodes in, and I'm still doing it. So that's pretty much how we're rolling lately. Now that we have Chopster aboard, it's a good day. It's a good week. It's a good year. It's been a good year. It's been what it's almost a year. And hopefully that prospers, and you're getting good feedback, and we're getting good love, and we're expanding the network, and you know, the Wizards are getting new shows, and you know, the Rant is redoing stuff. So we got a lot of things going on behind the scenes. So just keep it locked, and hopefully you guys will support us. And you guys have been supporting us since day one, and we truly appreciate that. So getting back to New York and New Jack. Though New Jack is not a native New Yorker, he just sounds like one. He sounds like every angry New Yorker, which is why I enjoyed a lot of New Jack stuff. His in-ring stuff is to be desired because he'll tell you himself he's not a wrestler. So, but he sounds like an angry New Yorker, and this week I am an angry New Yorker, and rightfully so. You know, I posted on social media that I was numb to the everyday comings and goings of these terrible incidents, these mass casualty incidents that go on between Vegas and France and Orlando, and you know, like it, now again in New York, like Tuesday afternoon, right before rush hour, which is between 2 and 7 o'clock here in New York City. A very, very tragic incident occurred on the west side of New York City in Lower Manhattan, right down the block from the World Trade Center, ironically, about under 5 miles from where I work. So this guy decides to rent a fucking U-Haul truck and drive into a bunch of people on a crosswalk and kill them. You know, he killed 8 people, injured about 15 or 20. I don't know the injury, but most of them were tourists, and most of them were visiting here. He hit a school bus that had a bunch of students. There's a ton of schools down there, including a college, including a major high school. I was at work, and if you don't know, I'm an EMT, but I'm also an emergency medical dispatcher. So as emergency medical dispatchers, we have to monitor everything that goes on in the 5 boroughs in New York City. So we have all these different police radios and scanners all over the rooms that we broadcast from my hospital where I work, right? So the initial shooting, it came over as a shooting at the high school. So of course my coworkers are panicking because their daughters go to the school down there, and people are frantic and people are crazy going up and down the radios, and the ambulance units are calling us. They're being called in by the city to go respond to the mass casualty incident. So it came over as a shooting initially. So, you know, when it comes over, it came over as a shooting because after the guy hit a bunch of people, he jumped out of his car and was screaming something in another language, like, and he had a fake gun in his hand. Police were able to apprehend him with a shot to the abdomen. And they brought him into, you know, they're going to bring him into justice after he heals. And he'll probably be, he's being tried as a terrorist because it's a terrorist attack. ISIS has already claimed responsibility for it. This guy cleared a background check. He was a cab driver for Uber or Lyft or something like that. He cleared a background check from the FBI. So whoever did that background check is going to have to fucking pay a price for that. He's from, I think he's from Uzbekistan. You know what? I don't have all the stuff in front of me. I don't care where he's from. I don't care who he was. I don't give a fuck about his family. This piece of shit killed a bunch of innocent people. People that were coming here to my city to visit. We all know the big tourist trap that is New York. People drink the Kool-Aid. They come here. They want to go to Times Square. They want to go to the Empire State Building. They want to go to the Statue of Liberty. They want to hit all the museums. It is the center. New York City is the center of the universe to some people. So this piece of shit decides that he's going to, you know, kill a bunch of people and mow them down and tragically put on the worst mass casualty incident since 9/11. Let's let that sink in for a second. Now, right down the block from where this clown did all of this, 3,000 people died 16 years ago in a matter of an hour and a half, you know? So that area is, to me anyway, it's like a sacred ground. I mean, even when I go down there now, because I'm down there a lot between taking the ferry home to Staten Island and to travel, and I have friends down there and stuff like that. Sometimes I have to work down there. I could still smell that smell. I could still feel that day in my, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was there for 14 hours, and it was like, I could still recall every step of that morning, of that afternoon, of that evening of September 11th, 2001. And when something like this happens in my city, and I'm not taking, again, this is not, has nothing to do with Vegas or France or God. I mean, all these incidents are tragic in their own right. And, you know, those cities now have to heal, you know. New Yorkers are still healing. You know, I mean, what was great about New York was, like, within hours, like, the next morning, people were just going back to their grind. You know, they had newscasters down there, and everybody's like, oh, it's back to normal again. And people are doing their thing down here, and let's take it to the meteorologist, Byron Miranda, and here comes Byron with the fucking weather, and, like, nothing happened. So Wednesday morning, I'm on a train, and I'm down there. I'm down there because the boat leaves me off right there. The boat from Staten Island, the ferry, leaves me off right, you know, in the downtown on the west side where all this went down. So I'm on a boat, and I'm just, you know, when you take a shitty commute, you have a pretty long downtime in terms of, you know, your thought process. And I, you know, I do take my time now with the pod. You know, I listen to different podcasts, including my own. Once in a while, I'll play some music. But mostly it's podcasts. It's stuff from The Rant. It's The Wizards. It's, you know, Vinnie Paz, Broad Street Breakdown, Midnight Jury. You know, like, I listen to a bunch of shit. Inconclusive Breakdown, Neckbreaker Until the Other Day They're Done. I listen to a ton of podcasts. Sully Baseball I listen to. I love Sully Baseball. But, you know, when you have time to think about it, and people are just back to work, and the resiliency of the city is remarkable. And I'm not saying this can't happen in, you know, New Jersey or Boston or Cali, because it probably can. But, you know, to be a New Yorker, to endure all this stuff, to live in a city with over 10 million people, over 200 countries represented, it serves a special purpose in your everyday life. Like, you wear that with courage. You wear it with pride. Yo, I'm a New Yorker. I'm part of the city. Even though my city's been gentrified, even though my city now is big business, even though I can't afford to live here anymore and I still do, like, even though, you know, I'm probably setting myself up for a city job for the rest of my life, that because it's, I'm a New Yorker. I'm blue collar. Everything the city exemplifies, you know what I'm saying? Everything the city stands for. Everything that the city raised me. You know, my mom did a good job of raising, but the city raised me. The streets raised me. You know, no one gave me the speech as a kid, the right from wrong, the birds and the bees. I mean, I learned it from different relatives, but in different stages of my life. But the streets taught me how to grow up. The streets taught me how to adapt. The streets taught me PMA. The streets taught me DIY. Everything I do is punk rock. The podcast is punk rock. My hobbies are punk rock. the way I carry on my life, my everyday grind is punk rock. I come from the birthplace of hip hop. You know, I'm from, I live in the same city where the Yankees are and the Brooklyn Dodgers used to play and New York Giants used to play baseball, not football. You know, I'm from the mafia capital of the world. I'm from, you know, I grew up hard, man. And, you know, this shit, as you get older, man, it doesn't get easier on your psyche. It doesn't get easier on your soul. It doesn't get easier on your conscience. Like, yeah, I feel safe because I'm 6 foot, 350 pounds, and I'm fucking, you know, I look like I'm ready to go, but I'm not all the time. My heart bled for these people the other day. I wept, like openly wept after work. I was like, this is not fair. This is not fair. These people just came here for a good time. They came to see our city. They came to take in the sights. They came to take in everything that we do as a city and to celebrate us, give us their money because that's what tourists do. They put money back into my city. And they fucking died for no good reason. Like, it's, you know, I'll never understand. You try to figure out people, and I've given this up like 10 years ago. I don't want to figure people out anymore because, you know, it's funny when you talk to people on social media about racism, about prejudice, about politics and religion, which stuff you really shouldn't be getting into on social media because you know what? And I'll say this again. I wasn't friends with you because of who you voted for. I wasn't friends with you because you're a certain race. We're friends because we have common bond. We have a common interest. We have a love for each other. That's why we're friends. Or I know you as an acquaintance, as a work person, or secondary. A lot of you guys are on my Facebook from the show, and I've never met you before. So I have different connections. I have 700 people on fucking Facebook. So, I mean, and I interact with almost a third of them at least a couple of times a week just to keep the vibes going, you know. Sometimes it's better in a phone call than to message people. I was talking to Chunky Larry from Geeks in the Industry the other day. He was having some problems with his computer. And I just, you know, I just felt compelled to message him like, yo, man, can I help you with something? You need, because, I mean, I feel like when you talk to people when they're down, It's just to let them know that you're there. And this goes out to all my friends and family who just, you know, when you reach out to somebody in their time of need, it doesn't have to be monetary. It doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to be gift driven or it doesn't have to have any kind of significance behind it. Just a simple like, hello, how are you? Do you need something? Can I do something for you? You know, like I know all the time people like, yo, man, like people lose people like when people die in their family, you know, friends or whatever. You're like, and I tell people if they're local, listen, if you need me for anything, you let me know. Cause and I mean that, like, I don't just say that just for the sake of people say shit for the sake of saying shit and it annoys me. I'm not that person. I don't have that filter. You know what I'm saying? So if you're local and I'm like, yo, do you need something? I can, you know, let me know. I mean it. I wish I can just reach out and hug all these families that lost people on Tuesday. Like, as a New Yorker, I'm embarrassed that this goes on. And I really shouldn't be, but I am. Like, as a representative of this city, I'm sorry that you came here and your family members had to die because of some fucking radical douchebag that felt compelled to just take a car and drive it upon a sidewalk and kill a bunch of people for in the middle of broad daylight for no good reason. And I don't want to hear about, oh, he did it for God. He was praying to God. God doesn't, there's no God in spirituality. There's no God that promotes killing for the sake of praising. And my God died for my sins, and that's another podcast. But like, he died for my sins to get the word out. He didn't just die for no fucking reason. You know what I'm saying? New Testament, Old Testament, Jewish, not Jewish, Christian, Catholic, Protestant, you know, Lutheran, if you're fucking Muslim. Like, Muslim people don't kill. Regular good Muslim people don't kill for their God. They don't. They praise. They worship. They celebrate. That's what good Muslim people do. Good Christians, good God-loving people celebrate and worship. They don't kill and carry out plots of fucking destruction. I don't know what the psyche is. Like, this guy was like, you know, just not happy with life, apparently. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take some Pepsi Max over here, because that's what I do. It's not even called Pepsi Max anymore. It's called, like, Pepsi One or some shit like that. I still call it Pepsi Max. I don't know why. I sent somebody to the store the other day, last week, and give me Pepsi Max, and they couldn't find it. Like, I couldn't find Pepsi Max. I'm like, oh, that's right, because it's not the name anymore. If you hear my door open, I apologize. My cats are like just trying to get comfortable, and I left the door open for them, so I apologize. They like when people are home. It excites them that the people are home. They don't like being alone. My cats, they hate it. So anyway, getting back to this fucking dude. Listen, I'm sure his country has beautiful, worshiping people, beautiful human beings that don't, you know, preach hate and kill. And whether this happened in my city or somebody else's beloved city, like, everybody is important. You know, and I'm not just saying what I'm saying because I live in New York, and, you know, I carry that. Yeah, like I said before, it's a badge of honor. You know, I can go anywhere in the world now and be like, yo, I'm from New York. I can do this. You know, people like, you know, when I talk to people who moved out of state and they move like down south or to the West Coast, they're like, yo, they excel in their everyday life because of the grind that was their life in New York City. So just a shout out to all my first responders that were there that helped us out working for my hospital. Most, you know, I was dealing with them on the phone, like, yo, Phil, we're on our way down there. They're making us go here. I'm like, all right, just go here and be careful. Shout out to the New York City Police Department, to the Fire Department of New York. Shout out to all the civil service people that responded to swiftly remove this clown from the area and get life back moving down in that area. Because, you know, traffic was a bitch after that. People were like, oh man, now this happens. On top of it being all the traffic in New York City, now this shit happens. I'd be pissed off if I was driving, but thank God I wasn't. Thank goodness I was not driving. But, you know, this is the everyday grind in New York City. Hello, Bruce, my catty. All right, buddy, here you go. Go lay down, buddy. So, you know, it's, I don't know, man. I'm full of emotion. I'm full of piss and vinegar. On top of me not having Choppy here this week, that pissed me off. I'm really pissed off about what happened on Tuesday. And I was going to say something about, and I'm sure Choppy would have had something to say about it too. So, because he's a transplant. He's not from New York, but he lives here now, and he works here now, and he lives his life here now. And I could speak for him when I tell you that he's bubbling over with pride as being a New Yorker, even though he's not from New York, he's from Jersey. And I will hold that against him, but let me ring the bell. But so yeah, the week was somber. Started off somber, and then you know, I'm a huge baseball fan, so the World Series concluded on Wednesday with a dramatic Game 7. Houston Astros winning their first title in 50, 60 years beating the mighty Los Angeles Dodgers, who were the best team in baseball at one point, you know. It was between them, Cleveland, and Houston. They all had the best records. And Cleveland got knocked out by the Yankees, who overachieved. And now Houston got taken to seven games with the Dodgers, and it was like a – it had so much emotion, you know, between the back-and-forth games, starting pitching not being good. There was a slugfest in one game. It was like 13 to 12 or something like that. And then finally they won, man. They beat up on L.A.'s bullpen, and they won their first championship. Now, they had a chance in 80. They didn't get it. They had a chance in 86. They lost to the Mets in the championship series, game six. They had a chance in 2005, and they got swept by, I believe it was the White Sox, 2005. I'm not looking on my computer, so I'm not sure, but I believe it's Chicago. And they're a proud city. They had a tragedy with this fucking hurricane a couple of months ago that decimated their city. So now, you know, they're Houston strong. That city is just like ridiculously full of pride right now. They had their parade today. The star shortstop, while they were on the field celebrating, you know, while he's being interviewed, he whips out an engagement ring and proposes to his girlfriend, which I thought was fantastic. One of my favorite players in baseball won the MVP, George Springer. I use him in my Strat-O-Matic game. I've had him for the last 2 years. He's a phenomenal outfielder. The kid is just amazing. I love him to death. I'm going to have him on my team at least for the next 5 years if he keeps hitting the way he hits. But now I'm sad because there's like 100 and almost 150 more days now until until baseball starts again. So now we have the hot stove season. You know, there's a lot of managerial changes. The Mets are in a transition as well. And, you know, it's going to be an interesting winter. A lot of free agents out there that can go and help out teams. And that's, I like that season too. Like, baseball just never ends for me. It's like, it's spring training. It's the regular season and the playoffs and the World Series. And then I do my Strat-O-Matic baseball. And then during the offseason, I'm constantly scouting players and getting numbers and getting ready for my draft. And my league is pretty much done. I'm not contending this year. So I just use my time. I have like six more games left. So I'll play those games out and then work on next year. I made a trade already. I made two quick draft picks. So now I'm looking to go into my draft with a really good season and rebuild my pitching staff and in real life follow the numbers of these players, so I have an incentive to go into next season, which is February and March, and it's when the draft starts all over again and season starts in April. So yeah, man. I mean, you know, hockey, football, basketball, it's all there still, you know, but baseball is my heart. Hockey is my second love. So my other team suck. My hockey team sucks right now, but they'll pick it up. It's still early. It's only a month into the season, so. Unseasonably warm here in New York City. It's November fucking 3rd, and it's 70 degrees outside, and I'm hating every minute. I mean, it's supposed to drop to the 40s tonight, but like yesterday, I was sweating, getting around. I'm like, I left work early. I went to the movies, and I'll get into that in a second. But like, I was getting around last night. I'm like, this is too, it's fucking 70 degrees out here. It's at 6 o'clock at night. Like, this is ridiculous. It's November. We should have like the brisk wind, the air crispy. I don't see any leaves on the floor. Like, I see dead trees with no leaves. Like, I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? It's like bizarro world, man. I want my wind. I want my fall. I'm sick of summer. I hate summer, man. I hate the heat, man. Let me take that back. I don't hate the heat. I hate the humidity. But I don't, you know, but it shouldn't be 70 or 75 degrees in November. That's just insane. So I skipped out of work early last night to catch the 9 o'clock showing of Thor Ragnarok last night. And I'm not going to give any spoilers away, but it was pretty good. It was decent. It was a fun movie, a lot of comic relief. They combined kind of two storylines into this movie with the Hulk, and that was fun. Too much comic relief for my taste. Like, I want to laugh, but I really don't. Not with these movies. I don't want to laugh all the time, you know. And people like cackle into the whole movie. I'm like, it's. I feel like some of the characters are going out of their way to be too funny. And I was like, eh. But other than that, it was good. It was worth it. I live now because I just moved about 3 weeks ago. I'm like a 10 or 15 minute walk to a movie theater down here. I love that word, theater, movie theater or theater, that has the luxury seats where you can, like reclining chairs. And I'm like, oh man, after a long day, I got a little bowl of popcorn and some soda pop. And I put my legs up, my feet up on this chair. And I was like, if I lean this chair back anymore, I'm going to go to sleep and waste $15 on a movie. But these seats were fantastic, dude. They were like amazing. And I love this theater, man. I really do. So I'm happy that I have that. And, you know, there's a drugstore next to it. So I went in there and bought some half off Halloween candy so I didn't have to spend $5 on a box of Goobers. So I was all set. And I enjoyed it. It was a good movie. And now I'm just going to – it sets me up for the weekend. I just had a long work week. I was like, man, I told my boss yesterday. I'm like, I'm leaving early today, man. I'm leaving at 6. I'm out of here. Like, just, you know, it's not that busy. We're fully staffed. Like, I'm done. He's like, yeah, no problem. You know, you got the time. Just take it, you know. And I did. So that's what I did, and I was going to watch the throwback again today, but Choppy tapped out this morning, so he gave me enough notice. So I didn't do that. I didn't watch any wrestling except for the throwback. So I apologize if you guys wanted to hear my SmackDown and my Raw review. I did hear that they're giving AJ Styles a title shot against Jinder next week on SmackDown, and people are already crying on social media. Listen, there's no way Jinder Mahal is losing that belt right now. Even though he's going to fight Brock at Survivor Series, it's not a title match. The E is doing a tour in India. They did a bunch of press for it. He's going over there as the babyface. He ain't dropping that title anytime soon. He isn't. You know what I'm saying? It's not in the cards. So AJ might win the match with a botch or something, but nobody's winning that title anytime soon. I could see Jinder holding it until the end of the year, till next month, maybe even the Rumble. You know, they may drag him out to Mania, and which really isn't a bad deal. Like, let him ride the momentum. And for people that saying that Jinder's going to beat Brock, they ain't nobody beating Brock Lesnar until Roman Reigns beats him at next year's WrestleMania, and you can bank on that. What sense is it to have him lose right now when he's A, a part-timer, B, the champion, and there really isn't much of a storyline in between anything else between now and WrestleMania except for him and Jinder Mahal for this brand supremacy that nobody likes except for me, which is Raw versus SmackDown. I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with it at all. You know, I let Brock hold on to the belt. Let him job to Roman like he's supposed to. Let Roman have his fun with the Shield right now. And that was another thing, man. They had a tour overseas in Europe, in like Scotland or whatever it was. And they had Triple H fill in as a member of the Shield, which is crazy, you know, overseas. And he wore the gear and stuff, and people were like in outrage. They were like, oh, how could he do that? You know, he was part of the reason why they broke up and blah, 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 blah. So Triple H takes it upon himself to basically fill in for the guys who were sick with this viral thing with the mumps or the measles, whatever the fuck it was. So guys like Roman Reigns are out. Guys like Bray Wyatt are out. Kevin Owens was out. So Triple H puts the tights on again and steps up and takes one for the team. And people were outraged by it, which I think was stupid because, you know what, if he could still go, let him go. If it made – even though it's a fucking house show. It makes no – I mean, it's not going to significantly turn any tides. It's not going to jam up any storylines. It's not going to do anything significant in the States, stateside for Raw or SmackDown. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand the problem with these people. Just get over it. So what, he danced with the New Day overseas? Like, so what, man? Who gives a shit? He was twerking. Good for him. Let him twerk. He fucking runs the company, man. If my boss want to fucking twerk in my cubicle, go ahead, man. Dude signing my checks. Go ahead, dude. You want to dance? Yeah, you have the floor, man. You do you. You fucking fans, man. You guys need to chill out. Life ain't that bad. You know? All right, listen. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to take a quick break. All right? I'm going to plug our friends after I set this up right here. I'm going to plug my friends and play some spots. And then I'm going to come back and talk a little more. I'm going to wrap it up, all right? So, then take a sip of my cola again without bothering you guys with my gulping. Anyway, you're listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We're live on a rant, part of the Shining Wizards Network, and we shall be right back.
Consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Do you like obscure references?
Vince just did the old Joel Gertner hand dance, which is awesome.
Pointless banter.
That chicken I smell, I'm gonna roll this rock out of the way.
And political dumbfuckery.
I haven't played this band since I was in my 20s.
Then join us every weekend on the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC entertainment news and commentary.
Hey, it's Mike from the Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
This is the last professional broadcast of Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
Chuck the cannon in the low fabric. Slick Rick grills, 24 gold carats. The Kimber K6s is so savage. It blew his brains all over the ghost mattress. The Cartier vintage like ghost rabbits. Man sent a Dennis Wilson crib so lavish. We went up in his face with a stone hatchet. Southpaw fight with the left like old fashioned.
And I'm brave.
Throw shots from close angles. Have his body laid out like a snow angel. Apply pressure till they both strangle. Arm stealers sell biscuits like Bojangles. Empty clips giving my all. Small fry, I got choppers that are bigger than y'all. No small talk, money just to jukes and be gone. I got shooters waiting for you if you look at me wrong. Muerte.
12 gauges were perfect for these kind of jobs because they were intimidating, they were big, you know, rather than just a handgun. I would kick down these doors and put the gun to their head. And I'm just like, look, if you don't give me my money, then I'm going to hurt you. A lot of times I didn't even need the money. I did it because it just gave me this euphoric feeling. I was addicted.
Satan laughs as you eternally rot. Young Bill off with the burgundy snot. You get surgically shot. Drive by you in the cloud of that purpley pot. Can you see with your eyes wide shut? Certainly not. And we all gonna die someday. Slowly be right. Shooters might get your funeral shot. So choose wise who you keep within your circle of trust. Tuck the swammy in the gut. Tommy hand me your blood. Speed forth like Sea York in the green orb. Swing swords, Kareem towards enemy hordes.
All right, we're back. Terminal Throwbacks live on the Rant, rantemradio.com, Rant Entertainment Media, part of the Shining Wizards Network, as always, your gracious host, the Blue Collar Scholar, the Heavyweight Primate, the King of New York, baby, the Impact Player, Mr. Philip G. Rea, and G stands for gorgeous. No, it doesn't. Just in my mind, it does. Little Heavy Metal Kings for you. Go cop that new album, man. That shit is ridiculous. Heavy Metal Kings is Vinnie Paz and Ill Bill from Brooklyn, Ill Bill from Nonfiction and from La Cosa Nostra. We all know Vinnie Paz from Jedi Mind Tricks. So go get that shit, man. This shit is great. Those guys are fantastic. I think the name of the album is Black God, White Devil. And the album cover is guns in a suitcase with a bunch of coke. Shit is crazy. The first 10 minutes of the album is just insane. They got another song called Merciful Fate, obviously named after the band with King Diamond. But I like the fact that these guys are metalheads too. Like Vinny's into the death metal when you listen to his pop. I'm not a big death metal guy. I like thrash. I like old school metal. I'm a New York hardcore punk kid, really, you know. But I love the old school. I love Metallica and Megadeth. I know Choppy hates Megadeth. I don't know why, but I love bands like Sepultura and, you know, shit like that. You know, I like, there's a bunch of metal bands. I love Anthrax, you know. They're New Yorkers, too, so. Anyway. All right, so we're back. And we'll get back into the wrestling talk right away. And, of course, the main topic right now on social media, and I know Nick German brought this up a few minutes ago, was the rules for War Games. So now they're having the War Games thing the night before Survivor Series. We all know that. It's going to be Sanity versus Undisputed Era versus the Authors of Pain and Roderick Strong, right? So it's going to be two rings. In Houston, by the way, the match, let's see, it's going to have, they're going to have one member to start inside the steel cage, and they're going to put the remaining participants locked in shark cages rear of the entranceway. After 5 minutes, the final two members from one team will enter the match, giving the other team the advantage. 3 minutes later, the second team's members are released, followed by the final team members after another 3 minute period. The first competitor to pick up a pinfall or a submission earns the win for his team once all three teams are in the structure. It's also worth noting that the two side-by-side cages have been confirmed. There is no official word on a roof covering the structure. Now, the roof thing, if I'm going to nitpick, which I, for the sake of the show, I'll nitpick, I would rather have the roof. Okay, because it makes it more authentic. And if I even saw Double A's comment, if he'll be mad if they don't have a roof on the top of the cage, yeah, you know what? I'll be pissed off too. However, I will tell you that for me the rule change, like the shark casing, doesn't bother me. The times doesn't bother me, and I'll tell you why. It doesn't bother me because it's not a WWE idea. It's not a Vince McMahon brainchild. It didn't come out of his office, didn't come out of his writing staff. It's a WCW thing. It's a Dusty Rhodes thing. We all know that. So the WWE, for the sake of having this thing, they want to put their own spin on it. You can't knock them for that. And I'm playing devil's advocate because, you know me, I'm Captain Nostalgia. I want all these things to happen the way they should happen, the way they did happen 25 and 30 years ago. That for me, that personally, that's me. I'm selfish. However, for the sake of having it back on television in this big event that we'll be doing that night too on the Rant, and keep a lock for that with the roundtable between myself and Choppy and the guys from the Rant. You know, for me, just to have it back is amazing. The prospect of them bringing it up to the main roster after this to see how this goes. Now, if this goes off without a hitch, if this thing goes off and it's well done, then Triple H did his thing. Triple H brought – this is all Triple H's baby. We know that. Vince would have no beef with him doing it on the main roster if this thing goes off the way it should be. All six competitors are worthy of the match. You know, you have an old school guy involved, Paul Ellering. You know, he's been in a bunch of war games, so he knows the deal. He's got a big goon team. Sanity's on a roll right now. They're tag champions. We all know how great the Ring of Honor guys are with Cole and Roddy and Fish and O'Reilly. Like, this is going to be a fucking bang-out job on their part. It's going to be dope. Really going to be dope. I'm really excited for it, you know. I just really hope that they do it justice, you know, with all the changes aside, with all the time changes, the rule changes, whatever. I really hope they make a good showing of it. And it's NXT, they should be. Those guys should be doing their thing, you know, top notch. So I really don't have any other news, really, to be perfectly honest with you. Just that, and let me just check the website. Let me see if there's anything newsworthy that I can bring up to you guys while I'm here. Let me see. Yeah. People are crying about SmackDown's low viewership. It was the fucking World Series, man. Come on. Let's see. I guess we can do the result. I mean, I'll go over the Raw results right quick, I guess, right? Let me see. Nia Jax came back versus Bayley. Paulo Cruz fought Joe. Matt Hardy versus The Miz. I didn't see any of these matches, so I don't know. The Miz won, though. Asuka versus Stacey Cullen. Finn Balor versus Cesaro. I'm sure that was a good match. Kane versus Seth Rollins. I'm fucking done with Kane, man. Please. And Choppy's right. Get him out of there. And he fucking won, too, as I'm reading. This is ridiculous. Mickie James fought Alexa Bliss in the main event. That was interesting. Slater and Rhino beat Gallows and Anderson, which is a sin. Kalisto fought Drew Gulak. You know how I feel about Drew Gulak. Love Drew Gulak. And that was basically it, man. And then SmackDown was Halloween. Trick or treat. Let's see. Let me click on that real quick. Hey, Tom Phillips. Oh, okay. They announced on... Here's something I could talk about. They announced on SmackDown that they're going to have the 25th anniversary of Raw in January of this year. It's going to originate from two spots in New York, the Manhattan Center, which is where we go Final Battle every year. They're going to simulcast it from two different locations, from Manhattan, which is the Manhattan Center, and then in Brooklyn for the Barclay. Now, I know everybody's like, oh, you know, the simulcasting, it didn't work out well for WrestleMania 2. I love WrestleMania 2. It's my favorite WrestleMania. But, it can work, you know. My only complaint is if you pay to see a certain wrestler and they're not going to be in the building that night, they're going to be in the other building, that would suck. Talking to the crew this morning on social media, there's tickets going for $800. There's no fucking way I would pay any amount of exorbitant amount of money to be there because a lot of their stuff is mediocre. This is not WrestleMania. It's not Survivor Series. It's not the Rumble. It's not SummerSlam. I'm not paying $800, $400, even $200. I'm not even paying anything over $100 for Monday Night Raw. I'm sorry. No disrespect. I'd rather sit here and watch it and do a podcast on it. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather do something on radio with it, because for me to pay all that money for a Raw, that's insane. There's no way I'm going to do that. There's no way I could do that. So my phone's going off. I apologize. I might have to step away. No, I don't have to step away. I'm pretty good. Okay. Wifey's telling me to be ready because we're going out tonight. All right, wifey, you got it. I have to. Okay, no problem. All right. So I'm gonna have a little date night tonight because I'm not gonna do the show live. So it's been a long week. I'm gonna hang with the wife. You know, when you're kid's free for a weekend, you take advantage when you're a parent. So you guys all know how it is with kids. And my kid's a good kid. Just once in a while, I need a breather. You know. So anyway. So, yeah, that's going on, and I'm not paying all that money for it. Let's see. Bobby Roode's continuing his run with Ziggles. Let's see. Sin Cara versus Baron Corbin. Nobody cares. Nakamura's supposed to fight Owens. AJ Styles beats Samir Singh. Big E versus Rusev. Nobody cares. Let's see. Kevin Owens versus Nakamura. That probably was a good match. I'll watch all this stuff later on Hulu. So we'll do it like that. So that's basically it. I don't see anything else significant. I apologize. I can't give you guys a 2-hour show because I really had on. I wasn't prepared to do a filatorial because, like I said, I was prepared to do a show with Choppy. I had all these notes for this throwback that we were supposed to be doing. But next week. Next week's important. Next week we're going to have the 20th anniversary of the Montreal Screwjob, which was Survivor Series 97. Choppy will be back in studio. We're going to be getting a phone call from the Mega Powers. He's got some news. Mega Powers is basically our – it's like the Freebird rule. You know, Mega Powers tags in once in a while. He wants to be part of the show. And he's officially our correspondent on social media. He's running our YouTube page. He's an admin on the Facebook pages, and he's also the admin of our Instagram account. So go join that on Turnbuckle Throwbacks. And I'm at T-Buckle T-Backs on Twitter. Yeah, that's basically it, man. That's basically it. I don't have anything else. But next week is going to be dope. And then we're taking next week off of the – well, we're not really taking this – we're going to be off on the 17th. But the 18th, we're going to be doing the War Games with the rant. So that's going to be considered an episode. I'm going to take the audio from that and splice it and make it an episode. So we'll do that. And then we have World War III after that from WCW from 97. So we have a lot of stuff coming up for you guys, man. So please keep it locked to turnbucklethrowbacks.com, to all the social media pages, to the rant, rantemradio.com, shiningwizardsnetwork.com. Just keep it locked. Get us on TuneIn. Get us on Stitcher. Get us on Audio Boom. Get us on YouTube. Get us on Google Play. You want to email? Well, let me just play some music here. We'll do that first and foremost. Let me play some my boys from New York Hardcore. Seeing my boy Richie Fye, my brother, my tattoo artist. Play some Caught in a Trap for you. Just get all our stuff on social media, man. You know? And let's see what else is going on. That's basically it, man. That's basically it. I have nothing else for you. My mind is a blank. I want to thank all you guys for your support, sincerely. Choppy, hope everything works out for you. I'll talk to you in a little while. I'll see you next week. If you're listening on the download, let's see. I want to thank everybody for their feedback lately. We get a lot of good feedback on social media. And just support everybody, man. Go on our page, TurboGoThrowbacks.com. Support all our friends who are not network affiliates. Go support their shows. Click on the links there. Go to RantEmRadio.com. Don't forget Sunday is the comic book show with Surfer. Monday is the sports report with Will Morgan. Tuesday you have the rant. Then the Shining Wizards following that, 7 to 9 p.m. Rant and Wrestling on Thursday, and then me and Choppy back on Friday. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. A slew of shows now. They have us, the Wizards. They have Day of Destruction, Gino Gotch. They have Radioactive Metal. There's a bunch of shows. There's the Nigel McGuinness is on there too. There's a bunch of shows. Inconclusive Breakdown, of course. Go get all of it. It's worth it. So that's pretty much it for me, man. I'm out. Take care of yourselves, each other. Avoid the clap. Don't get arrested. Don't say any of the words you're not supposed to be saying. And that's basically it. You guys have a great rest of your week. You know? Please. Be good fucking human beings, all right? I'm telling you, it'll work out for you. Karma is a bitch. All right? Good night.